Blog Talk Radio. I'm back. I spent all week at the beach, and I'm so happy to be back, even though I'm not in my house yet. I'm doing the show remotely again. I want to tell you who you're talking to. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and you are listening to me. I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN, I'm an LNC, I'm a CLIOC, and I am a counselor and a therapist. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, but you all know my favorite job in the whole universe is I'm a psychic spirit medium, and you know I rock that job. So everybody, you can get a hold of me at Facebook. If you friend me, you'll get all of our shows, and you'll be able to see who's coming up next. And you can also reach me at balbers714@aol.com. And everybody that knows me knows my birthday is 714. 714, guys, it's coming up July 14th. Same as Ron's, but Ron doesn't want anything. I do. Anyway, I just wanted to say hello to all our chatters out there. We have a guest today. I'm so excited to introduce you to her. Her name is Tammy Jones. And before she starts talking, because I know she's on here with me, I just want to tell you how lucky we are to have Tammy with us. She is a reader. She's psychic. She's intuitive. She's got all the clairs. She does tarot. She rocks everything you can possibly think of. And you know, to come on this show, she had to read me. And let me tell you, the insights were fabulous. She also works at all different places. I'll let her tell you. But she does do readings, and she'll give you where you can get a hold of her. She's fabulous. She's wonderful. And everybody, I know you're missing my co-host, Susan. Susan had a terrible mishap in her apartment. Her water broke, and, you know, she was so upset. She came on to say hello because she adores Tammy. She and Tammy know each other, and she wanted me to let you all know Tammy rocks the house. But then if you know she's on my show, you know she rocks the house. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you for being on this show, and we're just so happy to have you.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. Yay.
Yay. It's about time. We've been waiting for this show. So can you please tell everybody before we start how to get a hold of you, what you do, how long you've been doing it? Give them a little background about you, girlfriend.
Well, I've been helping people, Bonnie, for about 30 years. I've been reading professionally for about 15 years. I have a Facebook called Psychic Amarillo. People can get a hold of me there, or they can email me at witchywoman@outlook.com. Lastly, they can call me. I welcome phone calls at 806-367-4939. I do have to take readings by appointment. I can't just automatically read you when you call me, but I'll be glad to make an appointment. Usually I can do that the same day, and we can get you going and see what Spirit has to say for you.
I love that. And you love spirit as much as I do, girl. And
I do, Bonnie. I really do.
I'm so happy you're here, and I'm happy that we could have you here. And I know, Tammy, you're going to love our callers. You're going to love our chatters. I don't know if you can see chat, but we have chat open, and we are just going to rock this show with you. And I know that you've been waiting to get on the show, and I won't keep everybody from you long, but let me ask you a question. Do you think it's better if they email you and then you'll email back a time, or do you prefer them to call on you on the phone?
I prefer email. That's a lot easier because right now it's baseball season. I'm really busy with my son's baseball, and I would hate for you to catch me yelling at the team. So sometimes I get a little loud on the telephone.
Well,
but
honey,
if they could email me, that would be awesome.
Well, guess what? I can relate because my son played baseball too, and now he's in chef school at the CIA, everyone. So I've got a chef in the house. But he also is playing softball because they don't have a baseball team. But he played first base. What team? What does your son play?
He's the catcher, and he's awesome. He is the best catcher in the league.
Well, guess what? Mine played first, so you know he was catching like a Venus flytrap, and he always threw to the catcher because they always got him out. So I'm a baseball.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know I'm a baseball freak. My team, though, I've got to tell you, and I know nobody could care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Even though I live in Florida, my team is the Philadelphia Phillies. I know they haven't been doing well. They've got the money to do it. They bought the wrong pitchers. Do you hear me, Phillies? But I do love them. I'm from Philadelphia, and I just can't stop the love. But do you have a favorite team?
The Texas Rangers, of course. The Rangers. I'm a Texas gal.
Honey, I like the Texas Rangers. I watched them play in the playoffs when San Francisco, I think, beat them, but I still like the Texas Rangers. I got a lot of friends in Texas. But I am going to I'm going to get started because Spirit's here. I can feel it. I can feel you. I have your first caller. It's 407. Come on down. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Alex.
Hi, Alex. How are you? This is Tammy. What can I do for you today?
Hey, Tammy. I just had a few questions for you.
Okay. What would you like to look at first, Alex?
I guess my career. So currently I'm a nursing student. I just started out. And my plan is to take it further and go to nurse practitioner school. So I just was wondering if you see that in my future or if you just see something else happening.
Okay, I want you to think about that while I shuffle the cards, and we're going to see what your future has in store for you, Alex. I see some wonderful things for you. I actually see you doing something like a PA, like a physician's assistant. Is that the same thing as what you're talking about?
It's similar. It's a little different route, but that PA was actually my original intent, but I decided to do nursing school instead. So, I mean, that is an option. I could do PA after nursing school. So it's a similar route.
Okay. I do have the Four of Wands here. This shows me this is going to be a long, hard road, but you already know that. You know what lay ahead of you, but I see you have what it takes to do it. I have the Ten of Wands, which shows me you're a very strong individual. You're very nurturing as well, very nurturing. I have the Nine of Swords, which shows me you're good, solid, nurturing side. You're definitely on the right path, but I do see you more along the lines of a PA. I feel that you would be you would do better being independent than you would having to answer to someone. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and that's why I want to, instead of just, you know, being a regular RN nurse, nurse practitioner is, that's pretty much the same as PA. They're both independent, and that's exactly what I want to be, is independent. So.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm seeing for you, independent. Of course, you're going to have someone to answer to ultimately, but I do see you being more independent. In fact, I have the Hermit here, which tells me you're going to do very well on your own. I see you having at least three people who answer to you as well. So I see you in a large practice, not in just a small, tiny practice. I see you being able to reach the masses. And this is going to be a good thing for you because you're definitely a nurturer. You definitely have what it takes to do this for other people.
Do you have any insight of what type of practice I might be involved in?
I don't see general medicine. I see you specializing in something. You've considered specializing in something. What is that that you've thought about?
Dermatology.
Okay, I'm looking here. I don't see solid dermatology. I see you doing a little bit more like along the lines of healing, not just dermatology, but helping people with, I'm seeing parts of the back. Is there something, have you ever gone for a massage degree or massage therapy, something like that? I see dermatology as well as work on the back.
Okay. And then I have another question, kind of a little different from that topic. I'm currently in a relationship, been with him for over a year, and just would like to see if I'm with him for the long haul or not.
Okay, Alex, what is his first name?
David.
Okay, think about yourself with David. Don't just think about him. Think about the two of you together. I'm shuffling the cards again. I see a timekeeper a little jealous of your studies. He's a little jealous that you don't have as much time to spend with him. But I do see a good, strong connection between the two of you. I'm looking forward at the least the next 18 to 24 months, and I do see the two of you together. I do see there's going to be a little problem with regard to your studies because this is going to be a very hard, long course, which you already knew that. And there may be a little bit of jealousy because he wants that time with you. He wants that one-on-one. But in the end, it's going to be well worth it. He will be understanding with regard to your studies. It's just going to be a little bit of jealousy. I have the Six of Pentacles, which shows me he'll be able to help you out financially as well. He appears to be a very strong individual, someone who knows that you're on the right path, that you're committed to this path, and he's committed to standing by you. I do see that he will be with you for the long term.
Wow.
Okay, great.
That's
Thank
fabulous.
You, Tammy.
Oh, wait. That is so fabulous. That's a great reading, Alex. I'm sure you are happy. So that's so fabulous. I love that you can do that. Oh, my goodness. And you know what I always say? I love readings myself, but I'm not going to take the time because I see the callers on here, and they're not going to want to hear about me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you ready for your next caller? I just want to tell everybody how excited I am to have Tammy with us. I'd like you all to just be happy that we are able to feature Tammy. She doesn't have a whole lot of time and that she came and we planned this. I just am so happy you're here. So we're going
to
take
the
next
call. I'm so thrilled to be here. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 201. 201, you are on with Tammy. Hi, 201. Who are we speaking with?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm going to hand it over to Tammy. Well, Tammy, this is Brittany. Brittany, this is Tammy.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, it's wonderful to meet you. What can I do for you today?
Anything would be great. I would love to speak to my dad's people. I would love to hear about how my summer is going to go. And just anything that could further me. What I could do better.
Okay, Brittany, I'm shuffling the cards, looking at you. I do see an individual around you. I have the spirit of an older woman around you. This is not really a mother. This is more like someone on the level of a grandmother or a great aunt. And I'm seeing flowing hair. This woman has beautiful hair. She has beautiful brown hair. Do you know who this would be?
Yeah.
Okay, she's speaking with you. She's talking about schooling. She's saying you need to do something as far as schooling. You need to further your education. You need to do better in school. She's talking about school. I have the Two of Pentacles, which shows me that she's always around you, and she brings you money. I see there are times when you're very short on money and you're not sure what you're going to do, which way you're going to go, and she's there for you. She's always there to help you out. Is this your grandmother?
I would think it would be either my great-grandmother or my great-aunt. I'm not sure which. It definitely sounds like her.
Okay. She has beautiful flowing hair. It's very lovely. And she has an amazing smile, very happy smile. And she cries. Sometimes she cries for you. I see over the last 3 months, Brittany, I see you've had some problems where you were feeling a little down, feeling a little depressed. And she cries for you during those times because she wants you. She feels you deserve so much better. She wants to see you in a better place. And this is where she's talking about the schooling. If you could further your education a little bit, she says you're going to be so much happier. She says that you deserve better, and she wants better for you, and she's always there for you. The money thing is huge, though. In fact, I have the King of Pentacles here, which is showing me more about the money. I do see some money coming your way over the summer. If you're not working now, I do see you working during the summer. I'm seeing around August. I see a little bit of money coming your way. I also see a small, like a stipend or maybe a loan repaid or a small lottery winning. I'm seeing that for you around the month of August as well.
That's my birthday month.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you'll get some money for your birthday. That would be
awesome.
Great. Yes, that would be awesome. Well, know this woman is always with you, and she always has your best interest at heart. And if you haven't considered furthering your education, go ahead and look into that. I do have the Eight of Cups here, which shows me that whatever you're doing right now, you're doing the right thing. You're on the right path. This is followed by the World, which shows that you have some wonderful things coming for you this summer. August is just going to be an amazing month for you, amazing. I see a little bit of travel for you as well. Are you planning a trip, Brittany?
Nothing like in stone. Some talk, but nothing concrete yet. I would love to.
Okay, well, I do see you taking a trip. It's like a little 2 to 4 day trip just to get away to kind of rejuvenate a little bit. I have the Three of Cups, which shows me you're going to have much to celebrate on this trip. I do see a friend going with you as well. Either you will travel with a friend or you will meet a friend when you get there, but I do see a friend around you with regard to this trip. Oh, wow. It's going to be a wonderful time. You're going to have an amazing time. I'm jealous. I want to go somewhere, too.
Yeah, maybe you're reading me. Are you reading me? Wait a minute, Tammy. Maybe you're seeing me. Would that be me you're reading?
I don't think so. I think it's Brittany. I think Brittany's going to take a trip with a friend. I think she's going to go visit a friend somewhere. And they're going to celebrate. I see a little bit of alcohol. I don't see a lot of alcohol, but I just see a little bit.
That's okay.
We're going to have a good time.
I've had enough in my years.
I love that. Are you thinking about, Brittany, are you thinking about going back to school? Because this aunt, I mean, I could feel her too. And I know that, I got to tell you, I think, Tammy, you know the same thing, is school's important. And so, you know, you hear that from the dead people as well as the live people. And I think you've heard it from both. But are you planning to go back to school?
I wanted to. It was definitely, it almost happened last year. And because I was on unemployment, and you can go back to school to do that. But then I found work, and that came first.
Okay. Are you thinking about it? Because, you know, there's online. I hate to say this because I know Tammy's going to tell you too. There's online programs, schools. You can do it online because I know it's really important. And I know this woman with Tammy, she came back and forth, and that's really important, as she's saying. So I would look into it if I were you.
Yeah, I should, because it seems like a recurring pattern with the
and Brittany, she's saying the money is going to be there. She's telling you not to worry about the financial aspect of it. She's saying the money is going to be there. When the time is right, the money will be there. So don't worry about the financial aspect of it. If you have to, you know, look into some Pell Grants, maybe some student loans, but she's saying the money will be there. She's very strong around your money sector, this woman is. She cares very much for you, and she wants to make sure that you are always taken care of. And she's saying that's basically her job right now, is to make sure that you are taken care of.
Oh, I love that.
It definitely sounds like my aunt's thought.
Oh, I love that. Well, I hope we've helped you today, Brittany.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. I never get to catch the show because this is my day off, and I decided to listen in.
I love that. Is there anything else? Well, since you said that, and since I'm so happy and I'm an educated, you know, I love education, is there anything else you want to ask while you're here, since you can't get to listen to the show very much?
I'm just kind of, the guy I'm seeing now, I could really take or leave. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just like, it's kind of like sink or swim time. I was wondering how you see that go. What's his name?
His first name, yes.
Yeah, Mike.
You better, Mike's not listening. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't think so. Probably not. Doubtful.
I see a little bit of dishonesty around Mike. Over the last 3 months, he hasn't really been honest about some things. I don't see that this is like a deal-breaker type situation, but I do see he's not being honest, and I feel this has to do with his work. In fact, I have the 9 of Wands. Right. So do be careful of that. Kind of take, not everything, but kind of take what he says with a grain of salt at times, because he's not really being honest with you about certain things. I don't see any other female energy around him. He's not cheating on you or anything like that, but I just feel some dishonesty around his work. As far as it being sink or swim time, you already know what you need to do. And you don't need a psychic reading to tell you that it's time to move forward, to let go of this relationship and move forward. I have the Princess of Swords here, which shows me you're going to do great. In fact, here's the Wheel of Fortune, which shows someone new coming very soon. I'm getting the letter S. I see this. I'm not getting the name Sam, but it's the letter S that I need for you to hear with regard to this new person. And he's going to come for you very soon. And it's going to have something to do with your trip. When in fact, here's the Chariot, which shows me he's going to be involved with your trip somehow. And this is going to be a new man for you. So look for that to happen around August.
Okay, great.
Wow, I love that. And I'm telling you, you're so good, Tammy. My body's glimmering. You know, I'm like, whoa, you better stop or I'm going to have to go get a massage here, because I've already gotten like a massage here anyway. So I think that is fabulous.
Well, thank you, Lise. That was great. It was everything I needed to hear, and I appreciate
it. Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate being able to read for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you. You too. Oh, my goodness. Tammy, you're amazing. And I'm so happy. You know, when I hear the people, they do try to call in. A lot of them have to go to school or work. And it is a time when, you know, 1 to 3, some people have lunch, some people are home. But I like if they are able to call in, I always like to give them the extra time. And I do appreciate you doing that. So I'm going to, I've got two, I think it's 201, you are on.
Oh, that's me.
I'm sorry. Okay, got old.
It's okay. I can listen on the computer.
Okay, no, you're good. You're fine. I just don't remember who I took because I've got people at the party. Here we go. 678, you are on. 678, you're on with Tammy and Bonnie. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You have Tammy today. Tammy's a fab girl.
Hi, how are you?
Tammy?
My name's Liz.
Do I have Tammy on the board?
Yes, I'm here. I didn't understand. Can I get your first name, please?
My name's Liz.
Okay. I didn't understand you at first. Okay, what can I do for you today?
My question is about someone that I'm seeing. Will it go further, or should I just leave it alone?
Okay, think about that. Well, I've shuffled the cards 3 times. And if I can get you to repeat the question and speak a little bit more clearly, please, that if I shuffle the cards.
Okay. Oh, my question is about a guy that I'm seeing right now. Will the relationship get deeper? Will it go further? That's my question.
Okay. And what is his first name? As I shuffle the card for you.
What is his name?
Yes.
Sam.
Oh, that could be the Sam I was just hearing because I kept hearing the name Sam around the letter S. Okay. Now I'm looking here at the two of you. I have the Wheel of Fortune reversed, which shows me some issues that have come up just recently. I have here the King of Wands, which shows me at times he can be very angry. I see some issues involving anger, some negative emotions around him. But I do see going forward, I have the Tower, which shows me he's going to relax a little bit. Right now, he's a little tense. I see there are some things taking place at his place of employment, his business, and this is causing him to be very tense at home. But going forward, I do have the Ten of Cups, which shows me the two of you will have much to celebrate. July looks like a very good month for you. In fact, as I say that, I have the Sun card here, which shows me the sun will be shining very brightly on you around the month of July. For now, just try to stay in there and, you know, hang in there for a little while and see what happens. Just kind of bide your time because I do feel this will be a very good, positive relationship for you going forward. It's just right now he has a lot of stuff going on, and it could lead to some misunderstandings, some miscommunications. So just try to give him the benefit of the doubt for right now. And normally I wouldn't say that, but I'm picking up his energies very strongly around you, and I do feel you need to kind of stick in there for just a little bit longer and just see what happens. Just give him the benefit of the doubt again, and I just kind of see where things go from here. But July looks really good. I think you're going to be very happy if you hang in there through the month of July.
Wow, well, thank you very much, because I was getting ready to just let it go.
Right. Well, just know his energies are very scattered right now. He's not in a very good place right now, and he needs that support. He needs your nurturing nature around him. He definitely needs that. For you to just up and bail right now would not be a good thing for him, and it would not be a good thing for you either. In fact, I have the Six of Swords reversed, which shows that would be a big mistake if you were to just up and bail on him. But I do see going forward, I have the Two of Swords, which shows a very good balance coming with regard to your relationship. So things are going to get much better. This is one of those things where it's always the darkest before the dawn. So just know that things are going to get better going forward. The month of July just looks absolutely amazing for the two of you.
Great. Thank you. You all have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You know what? I've got to talk a little bit about that before I take Kelly. Kelly, you're next. But I've got to tell you something. I love that, Tammy, because I'm a counselor myself. And a lot of people want to give up really quickly, even though they've worked hard on something. And I think that's why people really love readings, because it might give them an insight. Hey, hang in there a little longer and see what happens. Because some people just need that. They need to know that what they're doing, you know, is the right, you know, the right track at this point. So I love that. I think I just wanted to show everybody, and I wanted to tell everybody in chat that I think that's a great caller that we could use as an example, don't you think?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Yes, sometimes you just need confirmation. You just need to know that you're on the right path.
Yeah, I just love that.
And that's definitely the purpose of a reading. A reading can give you confirmation. It can let you know what's to come, and then you can act on that. And you know, Bonnie, no reading is set in stone.
No.
It just kind of gives you an idea of what's to come, and that way you can know how to act accordingly, you know, whether or not to fail and jump ship or stick in there and see what happens.
I love that, because I've got to tell you, you don't hear Susan and I, but what we say, and I'm a big rocker for this, is you can walk out, same thing as a doctor's office, and you heard that I'm a nurse. You could walk out of, and we hear of it so many times, they walk out of a cardiologist's office and boom, they've had a heart attack. I have a friend that happened, and they blame the doctor for not finding it. No, the EKG was fine when you were in there. The minute you walked out, the energy changed. So we say that, Susan and I always talk about that in readings. We give you the insight that you can look at. You could go out there and say, you know, that girl read me that, and I don't like it, so I'm going to do the opposite. And then you've changed your energy. So people think that, oh, well, that didn't happen, and you said it was going to. Usually it's because some incident, you have free will, can change that energy. So we say that we use it as a guideline. We use it as a tool for you to understand what's going on in your life. How do you feel about that, Tammy?
Oh, I agree completely. It is a tool, and it's something that you need just to help you know what lay ahead, you know, what's coming in the future. And that way you'll know how to act. You'll know what to do, you know. I don't like to use lottery as an example because, to me, I see these people that waste their money on lottery. But, you know, if you know there's a good chance that something's coming up, buy a ticket. You may not usually buy a ticket, but what's a dollar? You never know.
I agree.
You may hit the jackpot with that dollar.
Well, I got to tell you something before I take the next caller is I've been told I'm lucky, and that I am going to win the lottery because Jupiter is in my first house. Now, I have been buying the lottery, and people are saying, are you buying the lottery? Well, I stopped buying the lottery because I have not won, but I think I'm going to start buying the lottery because, heck, if Jupiter's in my first house for the next, 6 weeks, so what's a dollar, right?
Right, a dollar a week, you know, that's not
yeah.
even a cup of coffee. People spend five times that much on a cup of coffee.
I agree. It's just it makes me so mad when I have to go in there and they tell me, not a winner. So I just like
I try
my hardest to not hear those words. I'm going to take your next caller, and that's 719. 719, you're on. Hi.
Hello. This is Kelly.
Hi, Kel. This is Tammy. Tammy, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Wonderful to meet
you,
Kelly.
Doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's like I had messaged you on Facebook, and it's like because I wasn't sure because we had found several Tammys, and it's like so I sent you a message, but I think it ended up in your others folder. So unless you if you're like me on Facebook, you don't know how to check those.
Okay, well, I'll definitely check that.
Okay. I actually have several questions. You know, it's like, I mean, I was sitting here contemplating going, gee, which area do I want to go with? Because can you do more than one question?
Yes, you can, Kelly. I will
right.
let you do more than one question.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. I'm going to start with the most immediate thing out my door this morning because we've been having a problem with missing cats. And it seems to be missing black cats, and we've had oh wow, I'm going to echo there. Sorry. We went over to this house. We had six because we had a mama cat with four babies, and it's like, and then two of them we think we found homes like pretty much right away. It's like within a week, two of them were gone, and one came back and visited and said like goodbye to us. She was fat and south, and I was like, oh okay, they found homes of their own. One cat that was like I had bottle raised him and his litter mates because their mom died. And they were like, kittens were like 10 days old. So we bottle raised him that bad. And he has been with us. He was going to be 9 this year in July. He has totally disappeared. And the weird thing was we had adopted another cat like him. He was like half Persian, long hair, black. And both of the black neutered boys went missing. And then a neighbor downstairs had a female that was a half Persian, long black hair, and she went missing. And this morning, we had one of the kittens that was left. She was a short hair black cat, and she's missing. The calico one is there this morning, but the black hair, the short black haired one is not. So this is four black cats from our house, our immediate house, that have gone missing in the past, literally in the past month.
Oh, my goodness.
So we don't know if we have a cat stealer or what, you know?
Right. Well, let's look at that. Let's see what's going on with your cat.
Bonnie, are you on the speaker?
Yeah, I am here. Are you hearing it with Tammy? Because I hear it with you, too. So,
I'm definitely hearing an echo, yes.
Tammy, do you have like AOL on or one of your speakers on? Because sometimes if you're listening and talking on a different, I don't know how that works, but sometimes that's what happens.
No, I don't even have my computer up. I don't know what's going on, but I definitely hear an echo.
Yeah, it's probably Blog Talk. We're having a little issue with Blog Talk right now. I'm getting people that are calling, then they drop it off. So go ahead, and that usually means Blog Talk's having an issue. So, okay, well, can you hear? Are you able to hear all right?
Yes, I got it. What is it? Four cats that have gone missing now in the last couple of months?
I think she wants to know about the two, right? Because two she found a home for, if I'm right, and the other two she hand-fed or bottle-fed, and she's missing them.
Yeah.
Can you give her the names of those cats, Kelly?
Yeah, the ones that are missing. We went over there. We had a total of seven cats, and as of yesterday, we were down to two, and this morning we're down to one. So we've had six cats go missing at this house. Ming was a black Persian boy, and it's like, and then the one we adopted was Ling. Ling was actually we had him, and he was like maybe seven years old. And actually, he looked at our cat, and he goes, this nine-year-old cat is in better shape than this seven-year-old, because I said you can tell he's been like, you know, like stray or abused or whatever. It's like a refuge cat. And then the kitten, the black. Well, it's like the I can't speak for the other ladies. Like, black cat. Black. I guess she got her when she was like, you know, a kid or something like that. And I don't know how old she was. But then the other kitten that we just went missing this morning was born September 29th. So she's, let's see, 29. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. So she's only 8 months old. She had a collar. And she was, I mean, literally lived on our porch. She called her, I think she called her either Cassie or Cauliflower, my daughter named them, and I wasn't sure which one was which. But she's a black short-haired female. But, yeah, it's like, there's been this moratorium on black cats disappearing. I'm like, well, is it somebody in our neighborhood who's hating on black cats? Or what is going on?
That's what I'm seeing. I'm picking up on two teenage boys who have an affinity for black cats. And that's what I'm looking out for. There are two teenage boys who... I don't see them causing harm to these cats, but they're taking these cats and doing something with them, putting them somewhere, locking them up in something. I see them, like, locking them in a closet or in a shed, something like that. But I feel there are two teenage boys who are picking on black cats in the neighborhood. If you ask around, I see there are three other neighbors that have lost black cats in the last couple of months as well.
Wow.
Well, are they hurting them? I'm going to be sick. You better find them.
$50 reward up. The one is like our neighbor put up a $50 reward for hers, and it's like, and I'm posting mine in the paper and in the we can post things at the local. It's a really small town, so we have like one grocery store, two gas stations, you know, a bowling alley, you know, a couple of restaurants. It's like that's so we're posting in the public places for people to see it, and I'm going to offer a cash reward for our cat, or to, you know, safe return of our cat. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Well, if you ask around, you're going to see that there are three other people. In fact, I have three of them here. It shows that there are three other families missing black cats over the last 2 to 3 months. And I see two teenage boys have something to do with that. Unfortunately, they're not being kind to these cats. This is just like the school that shows me they're not being kind to these cats. They're locking them up. I do see them disposing of these cats in some way, like maybe feeding them rat poison, something like that.
Oh, my goodness. Kelly, you've got to find them. I mean, you've got to find those kids. Find them.
Yes, you've got to find out who those kids are and make them stop. because when they run out of black cats, I see they're going to start going for other cats. So they're not going to stop until they're found, until someone figures out who these little boys are.
And, you know, I've got to tell you something. You know, I just have to say this. But I'm sure, Tammy, you know that the first thing with serial killers or psychopaths is the harm of animals. So
exactly.
That bothers me. And you need to, that's a profile that they look at even at the FBI level. So you've got to recognize these kids, Kelly, especially if they're in the neighborhood. And you need to get them help right away. And, you know, you can't really help.
Right. Summer here. Yes, with summer here, they're going to be out there and they're going to be bored. They're going to be looking for more animals. And it's not going to be just cats after a while. They're going to get bored with the cats and they're going to turn to the dogs.
Okay, Kelly, that's your mission. I know you.
Yeah, it is. It's like I'm going to be visiting with the cops at this point, and it's like I'm not going to tell them where I got the information, but I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to mention some of this stuff. And we do know at least the nice thing is we personally know the sheriff for this county because he was my daughter's softball coach last year. So
well,
I'm going to have a visit with him and tell him what's going on. Because it's going to be a city cop matter, but oh man. Okay, well that's point one. Okay, there's one point there. This morning, here we go. It's like, and here's more animal abuse stuff. We got a call from a gal in Wyoming because I own property out there. My dad died and I inherited, you know, that kind of thing. And apparently, there's a lady in the town that decided that since our lots were empty and had, you know, grass in them and stuff, she could just like arbitrarily graze a herd of goats in there on our property, and she didn't bother to call us and tell us. So I got a call from one of the neighbors this morning and said, by the way, did you know that this person had, you know, X number of goats in on your place, blah, 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 they're doing this. I'm going, no, didn't know that. It's like I had talked to this woman several months ago because we had a cop shop moment when we were out there, and it's like I found goats in there, and she had agreed to, you know, pay me like pasture rent for it, and it's like she made two payments, and it's like that's all I've seen. So this morning, this neighbor called and I said, well, I guess what I'm going to ask is it advisable? Because what I told her I was going to do is, like, put this neighbor in charge of, like, you know, being my, I don't know, I guess landlord in absentia or something like that. So she would be able to, you know, collect the pasture rent. And it's like, if this gal doesn't pay, then to kick her out. It's like, is that a good idea to have this other lady to give her, you know, the legal go-ahead to do that, or is this something that I should be handling, trying to handle from a couple states away myself with the local cops?
No, Kelly, definitely. Go ahead, put this woman in charge. This woman definitely has your best interest at heart. I see there's more than once she's thought about calling you, but she didn't want to bother you. But definitely put her in charge. And if you have to, pay her a small stipend, you know, just a little something, just a small percentage of the rent. But I do think she'd do a very good job for you because she definitely has your best interest at heart. I see this with someone that was a very good friend of your father's. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, she was.
Yes, they had a very good relationship. And I see she helped him out a little bit as far as the business goes. She did some things helping him out, and that's something that she would definitely be interested in doing for you. I don't see it being a burden on her. This is something that she would actually enjoy doing. Is she retired? I see she has a lot of time on
her hands. She's an older gal. And in fact, golly, I think it was a year or two ago. It's like the last time I really actually talked to her. It's like, and the day I called, her daughter had just died. And it was like, it was not a good day for her. So I was like, wow. And she said, yeah. You know, it's like, this is an amazing day. You picked the call. And I was like, geez, I'm sorry. You know, that
Well, this would definitely give her something to look forward to. This would give her something to do because she does have too much time on her hands. And I see that's one of the reasons she knows what's going on, because she does have too much time on her hands, and so she watches out for everybody. I don't want to call her the nosy neighbor, but that's kind of what I'm seeing around her. She's someone who knows everything that's going on in the community.
Yeah.
Right,
I love
right.
that.
It's kind of like what my mom was in town.
I'm the nosy neighbor.
And everything.
I love that, Tammy. You can be my neighbor anytime. All right, well, she's answered your questions. I hope she's answered your questions. Stay on the line, okay? I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, I've actually got one more, and this is actually in regards to we have neighbors downstairs that we're hoping they're going to be able to move, and we're hoping it's going to be in their best and highest good to do this. And it's like, do you see anything in regards to this?
What is your last name? Do you know?
What is their last name?
Last name is Seavey, S-E-V-Y.
Seavey, okay. I do see around the latter part of July, I see them moving. They're looking to buy a house. They're looking to do something big. And I see this coming to them the latter part of July into the early part of August. But I do see this happening for them definitely this summer. So you will be rid of these neighbors very soon. Just kind of bide your time a little bit and bite your tongue. Be as nice as you can be for a little while. But they will be gone very soon. Within the next 3 months, they're going to be gone.
I love that,
Now I'll tell you the rest of the story. They actually have a guy who is going to give them a trailer. The only thing they have, and he's going to move it for them wherever they can set it up at. He's going to move it for free for them. He's going to, you know, give them the trailer. The only thing they have to do is they have to buy the materials to electrically rewire it. And it's like, and he's got people, I mean, they both come, you know, from big families out here. But he's going to have, you know, one of his relatives, like, rewire it for him. So it really won't cost him that much. The only thing that's really going to cost him is the moving permits and finding a place to put their trailer. So,
They will.
This will definitely happen for them very soon. This will definitely be a big move for them, and I do see it happening again the latter part of July into early part of August.
All right, Cal.
It'll be a good thing for everyone concerned.
All right.
Can I ask one more school question? I got a school question.
Well, you know what?
I had about 15 things this morning.
I know. Can I put you on hold? Because I want to take another one. And I will get right back to you, though. Don't hang up. Okay, I am so sorry. I am going to take 843. You are on with Tammy. Hi.
Wow, Tammy. This is great. I really enjoyed listening. This is Amy.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
How are you, Amy?
I'm good. I'm good. Everything's just plugging along. I do have a question. We can see what comes up. If not, I can come up with a follow-up question because I don't much know if this. But a really good friend of mine died 2 weeks ago in this real freak car accident, and I can get little dibs and drabs of information from him, but just a little quick snippet. So I just wanted to see if anything was coming through from his energy.
Okay, what is his first name?
Mark.
Okay, I want you to think about Mark right now. I'm going to shuffle the cards and we'll see if we can pick up on Mark. I see this is a very bad situation, very, very bad situation. I don't see that alcohol was involved, but I do see some negligence on someone's part. Who was at fault? Do you know?
It was a single car accident, him.
Okay. I do see a little bit of
and
negligence.
And it is. There's really weird. Yeah, there's some weird circumstances, so that's certainly on point. And whatever's tied to that energy would probably be really helpful to me.
Right. It's definitely coming across. It's a very negative, ugly situation. I do see that someone had been wishing him ill will. I have the Eight of Wands reversed here. Someone had been wishing him ill will. In fact, right before he even got in the car, I see he exchanged words with someone, and then he gets in the car, and he wasn't in his right frame of mind. And I do feel that he just kind of lost control or he lost his bearings. Did this happen at night? Was it late at night?
Yeah, and some of that part, okay, so the part that you're getting ready to say, what he did, he swore, because there was a news article about it, and they believe from where they found the car that he swerved, and then he went to compensate for swerving, and he hit a tree, and then he went into the air and then landed on some fence. But wherever he landed was kind of out of view. It was on this ocean road and it was kind of out of view, so they didn't find him for a long time. But nobody really knows the events leading up to that and what you're talking about, just from other little things that I'm picking up, some from live people and some from dead people. It's really putting the puzzle together. It's really helping. It's really helping because there's just a lot of weird. He's a pretty complicated guy. And there's just some weird little bits. And he was one of those kind of people who just had this huge network of friends. So all these people who know little bits of the story don't necessarily know other people that know other bits of the story, but that's very, very interesting. Yeah, because it was in the middle of the night. It wasn't in the middle of the night, but it was very, you know, it was late at night. It was after midnight. Had a seatbelt on. You know, the alcohol or not alcohol. There was something more than just alcohol. It wasn't
right.
Oh, he was drunk, and because there was nothing in the car that made it seem like alcohol was like the prevailing factor. And he had his seatbelt on and all this other stuff. But anyway, thank you. That's helpful. But anyway, I'm talking too much, and you're supposed to be doing the talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm
that's
so
fine.
Excited.
No, I don't see that alcohol was the prevailing factor, like you said. I do feel that this argument that he had with someone, this person wishing him ill will, he was just very distracted. He was not himself. Alcohol had a small factor to do with it, but not. I feel this would have happened whether he had been drinking or not because of his frame of mind. He was just not in a very good frame of mind when this incident took place.
Do you see anything in the cards talking about anything financial related to this, that the argument was something financial?
I'm looking at the cards now. I have the Ace of Pentacles reversed, which shows me that somebody is going to be suing his family. I see some sort of lawsuit regarding his family or his estate, something like that. I do see money having to change hands ultimately with regard to this incident.
Interesting thing. Anyway, I'm getting an echo.
You're okay, Amy, because I'm not getting that echo, but everybody else
perfect.
Is. I don't know
why. As long as the show's not getting the echo, I can handle the echo. I didn't want it ruining the show.
Does he have any messages?
Wow.
Does he have any?
Hello?
I wonder if
lose y'all?
No, you didn't lose us, Tammy. It's blog talk. But let me ask a question, Aim. Are you wanting to know if he has anything to say to you? Is that what you're wondering also? Or
well, we're just trying to get as much information as possible. I mean, I got a little foolishly one night. I Google searched the accident because I was trying to have good manners and not ask, what happened? But then I Google search it, right? And there were some very graphic photos that got me real upset. So that night came to me for a fleeting moment. He said, don't worry, Amy, I'm fine. Go to the beach. And I sensed that his life was pretty complicated. He was, and I sensed that he might not be all the way crossed over yet. I'm sensing he might be like resting, detoxing. I love talking to dead. I love hearing from dead people, but I really was not expecting to hear from him because I don't think that he's ready. But what do I know?
Right. I don't feel that he's ready either. I feel it's too soon. There are too many variables right now. There are too many things taking place, and his energies are very scattered. This argument, whatever it was that happened preceding this incident, it was very ugly, and someone definitely wished him ill will. And this is a very ugly situation all the way around. But he's definitely not ready to communicate right now.
No, I didn't. I really did not. I mean, I did not expect to be hearing from him quite yet. The time that I heard from him, it was time-wise. It was right in a little window in time when I've heard from other people who recently, I don't know how it all works, but I was not expecting, it was complicated. It was, you know, one of the things was he had been HIV positive since the mid-80s. So, to survive something that really annihilated his entire goal of friends and, you know, just this huge segment of the population and just have this goofy thing happen is unsettling. But what you're bringing forth is some stuff that I've gotten little pieces from humans, I've gotten little pieces from spirit, and you're really just building upon
what's being revealed to me. So this was hugely, hugely helpful. I really appreciate
it. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love that, Amy. All right. Well, honey, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks for calling in. I'm just going to mute
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted because I'm just really thinking about this.
Well, do you have anything out? Did you want Tammy to look?
No. I was just thinking it was just sort of registering and settling in. So anyway, I appreciate it, and I'm going to continue to listen, and we'll talk in a bit.
Thank you. Oh, I love Amy. She's so sweet, and I know this has helped her a lot, Tammy, because when people cross over very quickly, and not cross over because I really believe he's still in the ethers somewhere. I do believe that when it's so sudden and people don't, it's not like a long illness or a long, where people are almost ready for you to cross over, even though they don't want you to. It's really hard for the family and friends. And, it's so interesting to me because we always wait until I did it with my mom. We always wait till somebody dies to realize how actually perfect they were or how much fun you had or how you really liked them or how you didn't say, you're sorry or how you didn't tell somebody how much you loved them or how you didn't take them out to lunch. So it's really interesting when they go quickly, even when they don't, after they leave, to me, you start thinking about all the things that you didn't do or didn't say. And it's sad because I, as a counselor, would love to tell everybody, grab your friends, grab your family, grab your pets, always let them know how much you love them, how much you care. Don't wait for a month or two to have lunch because of work. Make sure you get a cup of coffee because you never know.
Right. You never know. Things
yeah.
happen like that.
And I am going to take 207. Well, I think 814. I got to see. I've got numbers. 814. Hi, this is Bonnie and Tammy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is another Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Another Amy.
Hi.
Amy.
That's coincidence.
Amy, you have Tammy.
Hey, Amy. What would you like to look at today, Amy?
I would like, Tammy's taking calls, correct?
Yes, Tammy is on with you.
Okay, my question is, I wanted to see whether she sees a job change for me, and I had a question also if she sees something. Where I used to work, my old boss left his position, and I wanted to see, I had heard rumors that they weren't going to fill his position, but I don't know if they will fill his position, and if they do, they may downgrade the job to my old position, and I work for state government, so I wouldn't go back to my old job because I'd be making less money. So my kind of like two questions, if Tammy sees me changing jobs and if it would be going back there into what he was doing or if it's another place.
Okay, Amy, I want you to think about yourself while I shuffle the cards. I'm going to shuffle three times so we can get a good look at you. I see right now there's a lot of stress with regard to this position that you're in right now. I'm picking up a lot of stress. You have a lot of, there's anxiety as well. Are you in a position where you're having to work with other people, where you're having to help the general public?
Yes.
Okay. And that's definitely causing some anxiety. I definitely pick up on some stress and anxiety there. I do see a change coming for you. In fact, here's the world, which shows me this change coming for you. This is something you're going to have to think long and hard about because you stand to lose a lot as far as your benefits and things like that go. To make this change, you stand to lose quite a bit. You stand to lose a little bit of seniority as well. If you change within the company, I see you stand to lose your seniority. If you decide to leave the company, I do see you losing your benefits and taking a big cut as far as that goes. So this is definitely something you need to think about. I do have death here, which shows me a change, a very positive change coming for you. With regard to this other position, the downgraded position, I do not see you taking that. because that would be too much. That would be even more than what you're having to go through already. If you were to step into this other position and take your former boss's position, that would definitely just be more than you could handle right now. But I do have the Tower here, which shows me a positive change coming for you. I see this change coming within the company that you're with now, within the state. But this is something you're going to have to be looking for. It's not something that, it's not something where someone's going to say, oh, so-and-so is retiring, why don't you consider that position? This is something that you're going to have to look for. You're going to have to keep your eyes open. And do they post weekly, the job openings that are coming
out?
Are they posted weekly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
habit
I check
of looking
that like
that
two or three
week.
Times a day. Yeah, I check
okay.
it two or three times a day.
Okay.
Oh,
I do see you doing something within the state. I do not see you leaving the state. Again, you just stand to lose far too much if you leave the state. And
yeah.
And it really, it just would not be to your benefit to leave the state. But I do see something coming for you. I don't see it until about September going into October, but I do see something much better for you. I see you being able to put what you've learned, I see you being able to put it to good use going forward. I see you're not going to be working with the public as much in this new position. I see it's going to be more one-on-one with you and other individuals working within the state. I don't see like a big office, like a big clearinghouse type place, if you know what I mean there. I see you in a smaller group, a smaller community of workers. I'm getting like 15 to 20 people in this small group of workers that you have to deal with on a regular basis. And the Nine of Cups shows me this will be a very good positive change for you. This is followed by the Lovers, which shows me that people, for the most part, get along very well in this new place. I don't see any kind of office politics or office drama. This is like an elite group of individuals that have come together to form this particular group that you're going to be moving into. If that makes sense to you, these are some of the better class of people that you would be working with. You're not going to have the gossip and the things like that. You're not going to have to worry about all of that like you are right now. I see right now gossip is a big problem. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of clicks.
Right. Well, you're not going to have that problem in this new position. Again, it's going to be about 20 people in an office. Not going to be a huge, big, I mean, you know, you see on TV where they have those big, I call them clearinghouses, where you see like 50 to 70 cubicles all lined up in a row. You're not going to have to worry about something like that. This is going to be a small, elite group of individuals. In fact, here's the Ten of Pentacles, which shows me you may even get a pay increase with regard to this new position. So it could be an upgrade. But definitely be checking that. Check that often, because that's how you're going to find it. And I do see you finding it. It's going to be the early to middle part of July is when it's going to be posted. But I do not actually see you in the position until about September. But it's going to
wow,
be much better
okay.
for you. So just try to stick it out for a little while, Amy, because there's definitely good things coming your way. Just try to hang in there and be strong and just keep to yourself for now. Just try not to participate in the gossip and the drama, and which I see you do a good job of that already, but it does weigh heavily on you. In fact, I see you having problems sleeping at night. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, I actually have to take medication in order to actually sleep, or I wouldn't.
Right.
I wouldn't get any sleep at all for days.
Right. Well, this new position will be much better for you. I see you being able to relax. You're not going to have the problems with your stomach. I'm seeing a problem on the left side of your stomach, like an ulcer,
mm-hmm.
a new ulcer, something like that. You're not going to have all of those problems with this new position. So just try to relax and bide your time and know that something much better is coming your way.
Oh, that's a fabulous reading. I love that.
It is.
I'm listening, thinking it's me. I'll take that reading. I will take that reading.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Amy. I hope that helped you a little bit.
It is. Thank you, Tammy.
Yes, you're very welcome.
Well, and you know, I'm going to use this time. I'm going to use this time before I take the next caller. Tammy, tell everybody to where they can get a hold of you, how they can get a hold of you, and what you do.
I'm on Facebook under Psychic Amarillo. I'm located in Amarillo, Texas. So if you have listeners in the Amarillo, Texas area, I do see people in person in my home. So I would gladly welcome their phone calls and welcome their emails. So they can find me on Facebook under Psychic Amarillo or Tammy Jones in Amarillo, Texas on Facebook or at witchywoman@outlook.com. And my phone number once again is 806-367-4939.
I love that, Tammy. I'm not in Amarillo, Texas, but if I was there, I would be coming to your door. So you better be careful,
well, that's
girlfriend.
Awesome.
You better be careful.
If you're ever in the area, drop in. Yeah.
Oh, and that's what my one show is all about, me just dropping in. So how would you like it if I just knocked on your door?
Oh, that would be amazing. I would get you some good old Texas barbecue, and we'd just have a wonderful time.
I love that, Tammy. I do have a few more callers, and I did tell Kelly that we'd pick her up again. I know that you were only going to give us one to two, but do you think, and I'm going to leave it up to you because I know you have a business. Can you do a couple more callers?
I can go ahead and take a couple more callers, gladly. I'd be happy to do that for you.
Oh, perfect. 207, you are on with Tammy. Hi.
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 Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you know what? What's so fabulous is that Tammy's staying over so that she can read the next couple callers. So I'm going to hand you right over to Tammy. What is your name?
You can call me Dee, or you can call me Dorothy.
Hi, Dee. I love Dorothy because The Wizard of Oz is a big thing for me. Not really, but everybody says it is. They always say that I wanted to be Glinda, but they always said I was Dorothy, but I really, really, I do love Dorothy. So. Hey, Dorothy or Dee, this is Tammy.
Hi, Dee.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in there? Well, let's see what we can do for you today. What's on your mind?
Oh, there are a lot of different things on my mind, but I guess I'm going, instead of focusing on the really crappy stuff, one thing that's on my mind is right now where my life is at, it would be really great if there was a guy in my life that I could just turn to once in a while because I'm pretty much on my own, having been evicted from my home and being in a homeless shelter for a while.
Right.
It's a woman's
shelter.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear about that.
I mean,
I can honestly say I've been where you are. I know how that is. I know that's a very tough road when you have no place to call your own. I know exactly how you feel because I have been there. I was there with a 9-year-old son, so I definitely can relate to what you're going through.
I'm just good. The energy is good here, and that there were three other women here who were like me. We're mediums.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, there's some good energy here, but at the same time, just recently I posted on Facebook in one of the psychic groups, and I asked for somebody to exchange with me, so this young fellow said he would. And I wound up at some point asking him about a guy that had one of those situations where we met a few years ago on one of the sites. We were friends. There was a closeness there. When I got a cell phone at one time, he was going to call me. And then he just sort of cooled off. Then at one point he heated up again briefly, so this young fellow thought that we were going to have something between us, send him a message. So I sent him a brief message on the site, asked him how are things in Dublin, and let him know that the eviction had finally gone through. He hasn't even responded. I can't figure out if he really is a twin flame, if there's something there, or I'm crazier than a coot.
Okay, Dee, what is his first name, and we'll look at him real quick.
His name is Eamon.
Okay, I want you to think about him. All right, shuffle the cards here. I see he's fallen on some hard times himself. Things aren't going very well for him right now. I do see this distance between the two of you. I don't feel you're going to be hearing from him anytime soon. He's coming across as not being a very genuine individual. He didn't really have genuine feelings, genuine emotions. He just was looking for someone to talk to, kind of the way you were, but I don't see him having anyone around him right now. I have death reversed here, which shows me he's in a very bad situation right now, a very, very bad situation. This is followed by the Eight of Cups and the Knight of Wands, which shows me some anger around him. He's just not a very good, positive individual for you to have in your life. He's coming across as having like a dark cloud over him. I'm seeing darkness around his hair, very dark energies around him. So it's actually a good thing that you haven't heard back from him because he's just really not a very positive person. He's not someone that you need in your life right now. But going forward, I am seeing someone for you. I'm getting the month of October. In fact, here's the Eight of Cups, which shows me someone very strong is coming into your life around the month of October. I also see a new home for you between now and then. So I see some very positive changes taking place for you going into the fall. If you could just kind of bide your time a little bit. I see some new work. In fact, right here's the Two of Pentacles, which shows me a good balance that's coming for you. And the Hermit shows me that you tend to isolate yourself, so do be careful of that.
do be careful spending so much time alone, because you have a tendency to fall into a depression or some sadness. I'm not seeing like a deep depression where you would need medication or anything like that to get out of it, but I do see some depression around you, B. So do be careful of that. The Emperor shows me that someone definitely is coming for you. This individual is going to be a semi-professional person. He dresses very well. He dresses business casual. I have the Five of Pentacles here, which shows me he's in a very good position. He has several opportunities around him as well. And of these opportunities, you will be able to take advantage of at least one of these. I see new work for you coming. I see a new home for you coming. And I also see this man coming for you. All of these are going to happen around about the month of October, maybe as early as September 23rd, but not any earlier than that. So just kind of ride things out over the summer. Just kind of know that something good is coming for you around the month of October, and just try to be strong for now. Don't go looking on these sites trying to find you a man, because I'm seeing you're not going to find the man that way. He's just not there. He's just not there on one of these sites for you. This is someone that I see for you in the real world. This is an actual, and he's going to come to you through an organization. You're going to meet him through some type of organization.
Now, that will be interesting, because my plans, when things are such that I can do it, and most of the world knows it by now, I'm moving to Ireland. I'm not staying in this country.
Okay. Well, that could be when these changes are, or that could have something to do with these changes that I see coming for you around the month of October. Things are going to be much better for you.
I think that's fabulous, Dee. I mean, I want to go to. Okay, do you see anything for me for Ireland, Tammy? Because, I don't know.
Not anytime soon. Maybe you and Susan could take a trip over to Ireland.
Yeah, well, thank you. I need to have something. So I hope we've helped you, Dee. I hope that Tammy has helped you. And it's a rosy reading. I'm just so happy for you.
It's very interesting, and we'll definitely be sitting and listening to it again.
Well, and please call us. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how you're doing. And I'm sure Tammy will not just be here once. So please give us a call and let us know. And I hope that you have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
From one medium to all the others, because we love metaphysical. I love when I have metaphysical callers, listeners, chatters. I love that. So, Dee, get in chat. I don't know if you're in chat, but get in chat, because I think you are. And I always ask everybody in chat to chat away. So we love our metaphysical people.
Hey, metaphysical
people. We rock. I love that. We rock. Okay, and I've got 727 dry to go here. Don't we rock, Tammy?
Yes, we rock. We rock the house.
I know. And everybody, I see people in my chat. We've got a lot of mediums. We've got a lot of psychics, intuitive, angel healers, angel readers. We have a heaventologist that you talk to. So I know that we all rock. And we just should give each other a big hug. I'm going to take 727 while we hug. 727, you're on the town of Bonnie. 727? Hi.
I'm here.
Okay, 727, don't eat lunch yet. You're on with Tammy.
Oh, hi.
727, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. What can I help you with today, Lisa?
Yes, I'm sorry about the noise in the background. I had a TV on. I just turned it off. Yeah, I just wanted to know what you see for my finances coming up.
Okay, Lisa, I want you to think about your finances while I shuffle the cards three times.
Okay.
And we're going to see what's coming for you. I do see something coming for you. Are you working right now, Lisa? I see a change with regard to your regular source of income. So are you working right now?
Yeah, it's just really slow right now.
Okay. I do see a change coming with your regular source of income. I see this change coming sooner rather than later, like towards the end of this month. I'm looking here to see exactly what that's going to be. I just see an increase in your finances. The increase isn't going to come until early August. As far as your regular source of income, there is a change that's coming, like maybe you'll have added work, added responsibilities, or a completely new job altogether. I have the Queen of Swords here, which shows me a female, an older female around you who does have your best interest at heart. This is someone who wants to help you. This is someone who's in the real world, not in the spirit world. This is an individual who, like, involved with where you're working right now. Do you have an older woman around you, like a mentor or a supervisor or someone like that?
No, not right now.
Okay. I do see someone coming for you towards the end of this month who's going to help you. In fact, oh, here's the Ace of Pentacles. This is lovely. This is a very good card to be having in a financial reading, the Ace of Pentacles.
That's mine.
I definitely see a good change.
That's mine, Tammy.
A good change coming for you. That's yours, Bonnie?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to give it to Lisa this time. I think she deserves it a little bit more right now. She's going through a really rough time right now, Lisa. I see that. But I do see that things are going to get much better for you. The latter part of this month, look for a big pickup. Look for a big increase in business. And this is something, you need to do some meditations. You need to, I see you're not really open to receiving the messages right now. Try to, when you wake up in the morning, try to envision like a pot of gold or a big bunch of money coming your way. You need to be more open to receiving this money because right now you're a little, because you're so depressed because the money is so tight right now. It's just a very bad time for you right now. I do have the Fool here, which shows me the stress around you. I just do not envy your position right now at all. But going forward, I do have the Ace of Pentacles. Like Bonnie said, she wants that card.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good card to have. But things will look better for you going towards the end of this month into the early part of July. Look for a big pickup.
Oh, great. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, that sounds...
Yes.
Listen, I want that.
You're going to find yourself much busier than you are right now. And work on those affirmations, the visualization. The visualization is key. I'm sure you've heard the saying, we create that which we think about, or you know, if you think about it, you can have it. Or we think it, you see it. Think it, you do it. I'm sure you're familiar with all of those visualizations and the affirmations. So that's definitely something you need to look into doing. Try to visualize that every day, this pot of gold or this money coming your way, and it will be there. I promise you that.
Okay.
I love that. I you know, can I ask you a question? Because I think you were kind of, do you meditate?
Yeah, I do, actually. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fabulous. So when she was saying, you knew what she meant then.
Yeah, that's
right.
Why I laughed so hard, because I've really been getting into meditation. I just bought a huge meditation cushion, and, like, it's coming in the mail. So, yeah, I've been getting into that. I just
been
having a lot of anxiety, and I normally don't have a lot of anxiety, but I just, it's like really bad now because of the money, and there's other things, just, I don't know, like, I'm looking forward to this being over where I don't feel so much anxiety.
Right, I'm feeling pressure around your chest, like your upper part of your chest, just below your throat chakra. This is where I'm feeling some pressure around you, like, sometimes you'll be sitting there and you'll have to catch your breath, or you kind of reach up and grab
your
chest. Yes, it's going to get better, Lisa. I assure you, going towards the end of this month, it's going to get a lot better. You're going to find yourself in a much busier situation. And two, if you work on these visualizations daily, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you have more money than you know what to do with. I mean, who wouldn't want that? That would be awesome. But
yeah,
I do see you in a much better situation towards the end of this month.
Okay, well, I'll just hang on then. You know, I mean, I know things will work out, it's just the anxiety is really, it's unbelievable.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, you know what I was just going to say, because you know I can't keep my mouth shut much more, and I love hearing this. It's a great reading, but I've got to tell you, especially about the affirmations, because I have heard myself do this, saying, oh, I can't go shopping, I can't do this because I can't afford it, I can't do this, we can't do that. And you know what? Susan always reminds me, Bonnie, if you're going to tell the universe that, then that's what they're going to bring you. Less than
exactly.
And then, oh. So instead of saying, because you can't like lie to yourself, you can't say, oh, I have plenty of money, and then expect the universe to give you plenty of money because that's what you're saying. So somebody said that if you say something like, well, I can't go shopping right now, but but I'm planning to in the future. So you're not really saying like that you don't have any money or that you're, but the more you think about not having money, what I heard is, and I don't know, Tammy, how you feel about this, but I think when you ask the universe, if you tell the universe you're poor and have no money, that's what they're going to keep giving you. But if you kind of say, hey, right now, my budget's tight, but I'm going to in the future, that's letting them know that, you know, we're looking at money. We're looking for money. We're looking for, you know, affluence. We're looking for something to come versus we have less than. Don't you think, Tammy?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with that, yes.
those affirmations are key, that we speak that, or we create that which we speak. So speak life into it. As my aunt says, she's a diehard Bible thumper, and she's always going around saying, speak life into it. And that's what you have to do, you know. I disagree with some of her beliefs, but that's one that I just wholeheartedly agree with. Speak life
into it.
Speak life into your finances and visualize. Mm-hmm. It's awesome that you meditate, Lisa. That's amazing. So just try to spend a little bit of time in that meditation visualizing that pot of gold or that money coming your way. And when you see that money coming your way, see it coming into your left hand. Take hold of it with your left hand and grasp it strong. You know, take hold of it. Know that that money is yours to do with as you please. It's not money that you're going to have to send out into your right hand and give out to all these other people. That's your money to do with as you please. And just welcome that money coming into your life.
Oh, I
okay,
love that.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Well, have a great day, and let us know how it goes. You've got a roundabout date of when things are going to change. Call us and let us know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love that. You know, I just love that. I am visualizing $58 million because that is what I think the salary for, Howard Stern makes. So I always thought that I'd be on Sirius Radio. So I keep thinking, 58 million, 58 million, 58 million. I'm going to take
left
hand and pull it to me. All right. I am, honey. You know what I want to rock, but then it's going to go out on my right hand. Not all of it, but some of it, because you know I'm going to help all my soul family. I'm going to help my family. And some of it will stick with me, and the other half I've got to give away. Not half, maybe a quarter. So anyway, I am going to take... 713, you are on with Tammy. Hi.
Hello, how are you? Hello, Susan. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
So go ahead. General, please.
Go ahead, Tammy. Go for it, girlfriend.
What would you like to look at today, Candy?
Anything, everything, whatever you come up with.
Okay, I want you to think about yourself. Don't think about anyone else. Just think about yourself. I'm shuffling your cards 3 times. Just think about yourself. No one else. Just you. Only you. Sandy, do you have a little dog? I see a little dog around you.
Yes, I do.
Okay, this little dog is needing a little bit more attention than what you've been able to give to him or her right now. I see you've been very busy. Some changes taking place around you. And these changes are causing you to be very busy right now. So give your little dog a little bit more added attention if you can. Maybe go for a little walk, do something like that. Does this little dog sleep with you? I see a little bit of a distance at night. Does he sleep with you? Okay.
She sleeps with us.
Okay. Just try to give her a little bit of extra attention. She's feeling a little lonely right now, but things are going to get better. I see a happiness coming around her. I also see some money coming your way. I have the Knight of Pentacles, which shows me some money coming your way. Someone owes you some money, or this is like a small stipend, something like that. In fact, this is followed by the King of Pentacles, which shows me this is going to come from a man. Who owes you money? Do you know? This is something from a while back. This is not a recent thing. This is something from a while back.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, someone's going to come up and say, oh, you know, you remember you loaned me. And it could be like $50 to $100. I don't see a whole lot of money, but I do see some money coming your way. I also have some wants, which shows me your work is going to get much busier. Are you coming into a busy time with regard to your work?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're already aware of that. So rest while you can. Spend the time with your little dog while you can, because you're definitely going to be busy going forward. I'm seeing around about the early part of July, around July 4th, July 5th. In fact, here's the Five of Swords, which shows me around July 5th, things are really going to start to pick up for you. I see you also have some social gatherings. I see two social gatherings for you during the month of July. What are those? Who has a birthday?
In July? I don't know.
Besides Bonnie, who has a birthday in July?
Yes, wait a minute. Oh, my God, I was so listening to this. For everybody, my birthday is July 14th. Everybody,
her birthday is July 14th. But mine's birthday is June 14th.
June 14th. Well, that could be one of the celebrations that I'm seeing around you, Sandy. I see two social gatherings coming for you. And this is going to be a wonderful time, a very good time for you, a time for you to let loose and relax a little bit and have some fun, because you're going to be so busy at work. You need this time. Work is just going to be super busy.
I do have the High Priestess, which is showing me that someone around you is needing a little bit of extra nurturing. Do you have a daughter?
No.
Okay. I see a young girl around you who needs extra nurturing. Is she a niece? Okay. Okay. This could be like a niece or just someone, a friend of yours. Some little girl, some young girl is needing a little bit of extra nurturing.
You have a niece. Don't you have a niece, Candy?
I have, well, she's not little, but she's 48.
Well, she may be, if she's younger than you, she may be needing some extra nurturing. I'm seeing her
as
being younger than
you. Oh, okay. I was looking at a little girl. Yes, okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, not a little girl.
Okay.
No, this is someone who's just younger than you. I think
okay.
She's going to go through a rough time, and she's going to need a little bit of extra attention, a little bit of extra coddling.
Okay.
And I see she's going to be going through a rough time with a relationship. If she's married, she's going to be thinking
of
a bad marriage, and she's going to need a little bit of
extra time. You hit that on the nail. Oh, you hit that one on the nail.
I have lovers reversed here, which shows me she's going to be having a bad time right there. But you're
going
to be there for her. You'll be there to support her, and you can help her get through this. So that's the key thing that you need to know going forward. Rest while you can and take care of this niece when the time comes. You'll be there for her.
Okay.
That was so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Candy, hey, listen, my dad's birthday is June 14th. So
14th,
Yeah, you're a very special. My daddy was an ascended master energy. He was so fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's why I get, I love the ascended masters. So I am going to tell you that my dad was an energy of one, and that's a great birthday to have. So, Candy, I'll be remembering you on my daddy's birthday. And I got married, by the way, June 15th.
I remember that. You told me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't tell everybody else because then I'll be getting gifts for like my birthday, my dad's birthday, my birthday, and I thank everybody. But I am going to put you on hold. I love you, Candy.
Okay.
Thanks
love
for calling.
You guys. Bye.
Love you. Love you. Oh, and now I'm going to limit it to two more callers because I know that you have really helped us out, Tammy, and we love you and we want you to. And I've already taken so much of your time. Would you be able to do two more callers?
Of course, Bonnie, of course, anything for you. I'm glad to
collect more callers. Oh, well, then you better not say that because, girlfriend, then I'm always the omega. But, no, I won't do that to you because I can always talk to you. 928, I think. Hi. 928.
Hello.
Hi, this is Bonnie and Tammy.
Hi, Bonnie and Tammy. Thank you for taking my call. This is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Hi. I love Maggie. Maggie's one of our chatters and a very special girl.
So sweet.
listen to her voice, Tammy. She does meditation. Listen to her voice. I can't meditate because I'm ADD. Well, that's the excuse I give. But anyway, now I am ADD. But listen to this voice. So go ahead, Maggie. Maggie, you go with Tammy. Tammy, you go with Maggie.
Hi,
Maggie.
I'm just on the edge of, I'm just coming into a crossroads, a whole new scenario in my home life again, and I'm wondering what's up for me.
Okay, I want you to think about yourself. I'm going to shuffle the cards three times, Maggie. I see this is not new to you. This seems like a cycle that you repeat every couple of years. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. Is something that is not new to you, so you know how to kind of roll with the flow and just go with things as they come. But I'm looking here to see the changes that are coming around you. I have the lovers here that showed me if you're not in a relationship right now, you will be very soon. Are you currently in a relationship, Maggie?
I'm sorry. I'm having a difficulty hearing you. What was the question again?
Yeah. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. I have the lovers here, which shows me someone's coming for you very soon. This is followed by the King of Pentacles. I see this being a very strong individual, a professional person, someone who's very much you. In fact, I see you meeting at a place that visits this. It's a place where you go on a regular basis, like part of your daily routine, and you're going to kind of bump into this person. I'm sorry, I'm getting a very big echo on the line.
And I'm not getting an echo, and I don't understand it. I've had trouble hearing because so I don't know if it's Blog Talk. It can't be me, guys, because I can hear myself, but I don't know who it is.
I can hear you.
So, You can? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to just hold your mic out and see Tammy. So hold on with us, please. Okay, Maggie, talk to me. Can you hear it now, Maggie?
I don't hear an echo with you.
I know. Unfortunately, Tammy, this is the first time she's with us, and I don't know what she's using, but we'll just put her back on because I had that feeling.
Okay.
Tammy, unfortunately, we're gonna go with the flow here, but for some reason when I put your mic on, it's in your mic. So I don't know if it's Blog Talk or your mic or what you're using, because sometimes you put your speakers up. I don't know. You got to ask Susan. Or you ask Kelly. But anyway, go ahead because I can hear you. So please continue with Maggie. We just kind of thought whose mic it was. But go ahead.
Okay, Maggie. I see an individual coming your way as someone that you can be in a very good, loving, strong relationship with. It's someone that you're going to meet through your regular daily routine. I'm getting the number 7 very strong. In fact, I have the 7 of Wands and the 7 of Cups. That does mean you're going to meet during the month of July. This is going to be a very strong draw. This is someone, there's going to be an infinite connection, an infinite attraction when you come across this person. And again, through your daily routine. Like if you stop somewhere in the morning to get a cup of coffee on the way to work, something like that, this is how you're going to meet for your regular daily routine.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's fabulous, Maggie. But you know what? You better still do meditation, girlfriend. So if because if you do go into this relationship, you're still going to have to do some of the practices I hear that you do. I don't know them,
absolutely,
but I hear that you do. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Tammy? Did you finish that, or did I interrupt again?
No, that was all that I had to add there.
Okay.
Very,
are you
good?
Good
positive relationship coming from Maggie, and that's something that you deserve. I see it's been a while since you've been in a loving relationship and a committed relationship, and this is something that you need. I feel you're at a point in your life where you're ready to take that next step. You're ready to move forward with someone in your life. And that's going to happen for you very soon, Maggie.
Wow. That's awesome. Thank you so very much, Tammy.
You're
very welcome.
Awesome.
I hope I can help you a little bit.
Oh, so awesome. Well, you've made my day.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
She made my day. You know what, Maggie? She made my day, too, because I've been taking little bits and pieces of everybody's good readings, and I've been just taking them for myself.
Well, yeah, me too.
Okay, well, see, we have a lot in common. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to the next person, who I know is Kelly, and she'll be your last caller, unless you want to do me, Tammy. So I don't know whether you want to do that, but I can always call you, but I'm just so jealous because everybody, I mean, there's some readings I want that you did. Like, I want the Ace of Pentacles. Maybe not the Ace of Pentacles. I want the Ace of Cups. And I want the Ace of, what is the other one, the Ace of Spades?
I don't have an Ace of Spades in mind. I don't know.
Ace
I have
of
the
cups.
Pentacles, the Cups, the Wands, and the Swords.
I'll take a Wand, and I'll take a Cup. How does that sound?
The Wand sounds good. That's how you're a very hard worker. You're a very high energetic person, so the Wand would be a very good card for you, excellent card for you.
And what about the Cup? My cup runneth over kind of thing?
Exactly. Exactly. And the cup is also a good relationship card to have. The Ace of Cups is a very good relationship card to have. That shows you're in a positive, loving, nurturing relationship. Yep.
You see that? I love those aces. I'm going to put Kelly on because remember, Kelly had one more question for you. And I am going to Kelly! Hi!
Hello!
Okay, go for it, girl.
Hi, Kelly. Or hi again, Kelly.
I get my other question. This is in regards to my children and school. We've been with a particular online school for a while, for a number of years, and they're all of a sudden changing their format, changing a bunch of things. It's like they're going to a point in place where they have no hard books. And we had a partial year, I've got an eighth grader and a sixth grader, and not such a successful year for the eighth grader. It was very problematical not having them.
I can't hear you, Kelly.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better. Yeah, it's a little better. Go ahead. Can you hear her, Tammy?
Yes, I can hear her.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. We're still trying to finish up with the first school, but we're kind of looking at it's like I don't really want to put my children back in public school because we had that was I'm not even going to go there on that one. But do you see us finding another school that's going to be I'll say compatible with what we need? Hopefully this summer is like, are we going to be stuck in a situation that's not good for us?
No, Kelly, I see you being in a much better situation. This is something that you're going to have to really do some serious research on, though, and I see you've already done your research. You're just not looking in the right place. I see Google can only do so much as far as helping you find this. You're going to have to start to network. I see you need to look into Facebook groups. People who homeschool their children, because I see you'll find something through networking, through talking with other parents, and like that. And I see you need to broaden your horizons a little bit. Look into places that you haven't looked in the past, kind of branch out a little bit, step out of your comfort zone a little bit. But I do see you finding a much better situation where you'll have the hard books, you'll have the hard tools that you need for the learning of your children. And I do see them being in a much better situation. I also feel that branching out a little bit will help them with regard to the social aspect of it, because I do feel that in your community there's a small group of people who do homeschool their children, maybe not necessarily in the community where you are right now, but maybe the town over. I see you being able to find a group of people where you can get together maybe a couple of times a month and work on the social aspect of it, because that's something that they may be missing a little bit. But just work on the networking. Branch out a little bit, step out of your comfort zone, and something will come to you that way.
All righty. That sounds really good.
I love that. I love that, Kelly, and I've got to tell you, because I used to be on the I don't even know what I was. They didn't want me back, put it that way, because I just couldn't figure out why it took them 6 months to say that girls can't wear flip-flops in Florida. And, as a nurse, we work very quickly. So I think I was on the SAG committee or something like that. But anyway, what I do want to tell you, and, this is just from me, is that I so see the group here in Florida. They have a big group of homeschooled kids, and they get together. It's almost like a school. I mean, there was 20, I think, and they get together, I think, weekly or twice a week. They do gym. They do this. They do that. And it seems like, and one of the mothers takes, they divided it all up where one of the mothers took this subject, that subject, and those kids really did well. And they were bright. They were smart. And, that's the kind of thing I'm thinking that Tammy is telling you to look into. So there and I wonder if even Tammy, if you call, there has got to be an office for homeschool, and they maybe can give you the names in the area of, because they have to take tests, and I know that there has to be some type of organization. So I don't know if you've done that already, but sometimes you've got to look maybe a little further out than where you are, and maybe it's going to be twice a week or whatever, but I do see it. I can see it in my head what's going on. So good call, Tammy, because I just wouldn't have thought of that.
Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope that helps you out, Kelly.
Questions. I didn't get to thank you earlier. It's like, man, that's...
you're so welcome. I hope I was able to help you today.
You know, and I'm so happy you helped her with the cats, too, because we were really, I do see, when she asked me, I do see somebody that was taking the cats in a truck, and they were put in the truck. I thought, I saw like a dark truck, so I don't know if these kids are, that's how they have it, or they're too young, but, it's just horrible, because, I'm not a PETA, and I would be if I could, but I just don't like people abusing animals. I don't like it. I don't, it's so cruel. And if you can't, love an animal, just leave them alone. That's how I always think.
Exactly. I agree with you there. If you can't love them, just leave them alone.
Absolutely. And I've got to tell you, because I promised you you'd get off at 2 o'clock, and now it is almost 20 of 3. I just want to thank you again, Tammy. I hope that you'd want to come back. You are such
I would love you, Bonnie. Thank you.
you're such a wonderful reader. You're a great girl. We love your energy. We know how, I know how other, the other things that you do. And I am just so like in awe and honored that you would come on the show and that you would grace all of us, because we all us light workers, like, you know, we all need each other. And I so like to rock that. And you know what? I want to thank you again for helping our callers and for listening. And again, I want to extend, Tammy, anytime you want to come on the show, we'll talk about it. And, you know, I was going to be the Omega, but you and I will talk at another time. So I did want to tell you, I wanted to thank you and thank you again. And I hope that you've enjoyed the show.
Oh, I have, Bonnie, and I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. I am in awe and I am honored that you allowed me this opportunity. I'm just so thrilled. And I love speaking with the caller. I've never done this before, and it was absolutely a wonderful experience. I look forward to doing it again.
Well, listen,
so I hope we can do this again very soon.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, unless, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot because I am just too upset that I didn't have any of those aces. Can you throw something before you go? Because I know everybody's going to say, but do you think you could throw something down for me?
I'm shuffling the cards real quick, Bonnie, looking at you, thinking only of you. Okay, now we're going to draw some cards and see what comes up.
Well, it better be all those aces.
Oh, my goodness. I have the Lovers here. The Lovers very good. I see a very good, loving relationship. If you're not right now, you will be soon, but I do feel you're already in a relationship.
Yes.
I see something very good for you. I have the Hermit reversed, which is a perfect Bonnie card because Bonnie is not at all the Hermit. She loves to be out there. She loves to be around her people. I do have the Eight of Pentacles, which shows some money coming your way, Bonnie, so don't be surprised. I see a little bit of a pleasant surprise coming, so keep buying that lottery ticket once a week, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised.
Wow. I just hope it's not the one. I guess I can't complain, but if it's like two, you know how like some of them are like, you know, you win like, you know, $5 and, you know, you think, oh, my God, it was $280 million last week. But, you know, I am going to buy because it doesn't matter. Money is money, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I have the King of Pentacles here, which shows me even more money coming for you. So, yes, you're definitely in a positive aspect as far as your money goes. Jupiter's definitely helping you out there.
So that's a very good thing. I'm so happy. Thank you for rocking my world. Thank you for rocking the show's world. And Tammy, we're going to talk again. But thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And if we can do anything for you, because I think we told you when Susan comes back, we're going to open your Akashic records if you want them.
Oh, that would be awesome. I look forward to that. Thank you.
And Tammy, I want to tell you what we also got you, and I'm just so happy. Remember Wednesday at 1:20, you're going to call in because Ron's doing your astrology chart.
Okay. I called in last week, and I listened to him doing Andrew, and that was wonderful. I really enjoyed listening to Andrew's chart.
I know.
So that
was wonderful. Andrew didn't show up till late, but Ron thought it was so important
right.
that he hears it. But if you'll come in at 1:20, he's going to rock your world too.
Oh, well, I look forward to that. I'll definitely be calling in on Wednesday.
Perfect. I'll talk to you then, girlfriend.
Bye. All right. Thank you, Bonnie. I enjoyed
You're
it. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, I just am so excited that she was on. I'm going to unmute Amy. Hi, girl. Hi. Amy?
I wasn't near the phone, and I had my phone on mute.
Well, you know what?
Hi.
I know we don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to tell you, and I want you to be on with me till it's over, because actually, you know, we were doing Alpha Omega. Susan was going to be the Alpha, and I was going to be Omega. That's why I wanted you to call in. So it was perfect. And she's just such a sweetheart, Tammy, and I hope that you enjoyed, you know, her. But you know what?
Very, very. Her readings were very, very good. I always love listening to other people practice their craft.
Yeah, that's me too. And I wanted you to practice your craft. So I know tomorrow. I know I still. You know, we're still up in the air about Susan being here. And I hope that maybe you'll come on tomorrow so that we can. I wanted to announce people for you to come on because we all know that the Heaventologist Amy. When she's in the house, she gets a lot of people who want to talk to her. So I didn't want to just throw you in because I want to be able to promote you. So,
that'll be all. You know, that would be That would be great.
Well, let me ask you a question, Aim, because you know what? When you were on, oh, my God, spirits were flying all around here. I can tell you that I had spirits come in, but, you know, because I have Tammy reading, and she does such a good job. My God, she sees everything. I just didn't, you know, they were coming here. They probably were there, but your friend hasn't left the ethers yet, and he isn't ready to come to anybody or talk. But I did see, you know, I did want to let you know that it was a, you know, it's so weird that somebody hasn't come up, and maybe they have and you just don't know it, but that maybe somebody would come up and tell you that they had a fight with him before, you know. And I do believe, you know, Amy, I'm one that believes, and that's what I asked you about. Aim? Hello? Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm going to say to everybody, I enjoyed having you. I thank you. We're having problems with Blog Talk again. Anyway, please join me tomorrow. We have Charlie Takaya. Charlie, he's the seer. He was here in January, and we had so many people that wanted him back. He does work with FBI, CIA. He sees, he remotely sees, he helps with investigations, and he's a great guy. He is coming in to do your readings. Susan, I hope she's back. We're going to rock a week, an hour. If she isn't, we are going to have, hopefully, because I think she's off the board, Amy, she's our heaventologist. You know, she's your mermaid. She's going to come in and do a little bit of reading also with me. And I'm going to be rocking the spirit medium psychic hotline there on my show. So tomorrow we're going to mix it up, but we do have a guest, and you know, Charlie, once he starts, I don't know when, you know, if everybody wants to talk to Charlie, we've got him coming in. So please call in, and you've got me, and when I usually feature a guest, though, I don't do any readings because I feel like that's what they're on our show for. So tomorrow, please call in for Charlie, and then Susan and I are back next week. We have Wednesday is Astro Wednesday. You know, we have Kelly Coulter. She is rocking those birth and life cards. We get a lot of people calling in for her. It's just too cool how it kind of correlates with Ron Cole's reading. And Ron Cole is an astrologist. He's a famous astrologist. He does all the people I know, people that are famous, people that are doctors, some big business people. They call him all the time, asking certain times, certain dates, when they should have things, when does he see aspects. So I know Ron is really loves rocking the radio because he also likes to tell astrology on the air. He is going to read Tammy this weekend, this Wednesday, and I know she wants to also have her life card reading. We're going to do the Alpha and Omega thing. So if she's on, we're going to let Kelly read, but she'll be at the end. So everyone, on Thursday, you know we have our pet psychic back. She's fabulous, Susan Schaff, and we have Leslie Journey. She gives names, dates, and times. I love our shows. I am so excited about this week, and I am so excited about having all you. So please join me. Please be here. Please listen. And I think I'm picking back up Amy. Hey,
oh
hey
my
girlfriend.
God, going on and on, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, my God, my phone is disconnected.
Well, you know what? Mercury, crazy. My girlfriend. Mercury isn't retrograde until the 7th, but you do know it says a week or two. So I know if anything that, you know, I was listening to some of the horoscopes and they said if anything can happen, it'll happen on Mercury retrograde. So I don't know where you fall in signs, but I'm just hoping June is a great month for me. But anyway,
yeah,
when
Mercury's in the retrograde, I have a lot of wacky computer issues, electronics kind of thing. So, you know,
I know.
It's like, okay, Amy's not here. Something must have happened. You know, I used to get so nervous, like, oh, my God, the phone. It's like, whatever.
You know what? I do the same thing, girlfriend. If, you know, if I saw that you weren't on, I see Kelly's on, I see another caller's on, I'll just pick up whoever. But the thing is, you know me and talking. I love to talk. So I can just talk. It's just I don't think anybody wants to hear me all the time. But what I do want to tell you is that what I was talking about was your friend who has passed away. And I have this feeling that you'll be finding out a lot more things. And I don't think he's coming to talk so quickly because I think I think he doesn't really quite know what happened yet. And, you know, there are people who pass over quickly, and like my daughter's boyfriend years ago, 2011, he took some pills, I guess, that he didn't – it was over the counter, and it didn't mix well with his medication, and he passed away pretty quickly. But he didn't leave the ethers because he didn't realize he didn't realize that he was dead, nor did he realize that he had so many other things to tell people about his death that he didn't, you know, he wasn't quite ready. But your friend you'll be finding out a lot more very soon, Amy. And
I can see that.
And I do, you know, and I just, I, because I didn't, you know, I always let Tammy, you know, take the calls, but I do see that he's, he's handing me things, and he's handing me a scroll. I don't know what it's about, but it's a scroll, and it might be that it might be the written word of something. So I don't know if something will show up that's a paper of his, or actually a diploma of his, or something. But it's kind of wrapped up like that. So
we were looking for his diploma. That's crazy because we were looking for his diploma this weekend.
Well, yeah, he's handing it. Isn't that crazy?
Thank
he's handing it. And he's smiling. So he does know he's passed. Just give me a second. Oh, gosh. He said that he knows he's in a better place because this one was like hell. So I don't know if that was a sense of humor, but he's – and he didn't mean it meanly. So I'm just looking at him, and he's kind of like – the scene that I'm seeing – is a car, but it doesn't have a top. So it looks like it's a convertible, and it's like he's driving laughing. So I think that he knows that probably, and you understand this, life on the other side, you know, that he's done. Because he's leaving me, you know, he's riding into the sunset in this convertible. It's really crazy. And I think the symbolism is, and I don't know, it could be your symbolism, but the symbolism for me is, you know, he's leaving this all behind.
Yeah, because, I mean, he did put in a, it's interesting, it's interesting. And I think it's so interesting to take stock of each and everyone's, every life matters. You know, some people have been signed up, sent down here, whatever you want to use to describe, you know, on some really difficult assignment. And he really did have quite a difficult assignment, you know.
Yeah.
He was the first person who ever came, that I knew that ever came out of the closet, and that was in, like, the 70s. That was brave. He was HIV positive from, I think he was diagnosed in 84, so he's one of, that was when it was, no one
it
knew
just
what
came
the
out.
World was going on.
Right,
no
because,
what, so.
Yeah, because you know what, Amy? I was a nurse. I just graduated. I graduated in 79 or 78, although I'm only 15, so that was in the spirit world that I graduated. But anyway, they didn't even know, and I was in the ER. We were taking patients, and, you know, we didn't care about blood. They were squirting out of their neck, squirting out of their legs. We didn't even hear about HIV and what we needed to do to protect ourselves till later in the 80s, actually. I think they couldn't even figure out where it was from. But about 84, 83, 84, 85, 86, we were starting to learn about it, because what happened is when in nursing, when we heard about a lot of people refused to take care of those people because they didn't know how, and you were fired on the spot if you didn't. So we've come a long way with HIV and AIDS.
Well,
it's amazing.
To take the bodies out when someone would die, they were coming in hazmat suits to take the bodies out. It was just
It was crazy. So yeah, he. But you know what? I always say this, Amy, and maybe he's one that took this, you know, this assignment, like you say. You know, it's always there always has to be a forerunner. There had to be somebody who had AIDS first.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be, just like there had to be somebody that discovered electricity first. There's somebody that had the bubonic plague first. And then we have developed things to help millions of people because of those people that took on that assignment. So kudos and more power to him, you know, to come.
Yeah, so well-deserved rest. And we can speculate all we want about, maybe some of the aspects of his diagnosis were going to start manifesting symptoms and, you know, whatever. But the most important thing is that, you know, everybody, when anybody dies, whether it's a homeless person, you know, regardless of their circumstances, you know, every life matters. And
yeah.
A lot of these things that we think are someone's bad decision-making, but like what they were sent down here
to
teach
do.
Us. So, you know, especially when people die, questionable circumstances, leaving behind questionable legacies and things like that. It's really just important to just get over that, you know, stuff that, oh, as soon as a person's sick, that's over. You know, that whole thing is over, and hopefully that we can step back and, you know, now that we're not, like, in the line of fire of some of their bad decision-making impacted by, you know, emotionally, economically, however else you can get impacted by someone's bad decision-making, and really be grateful for what they did. Like, I think of that guy, you know, the guy, the Westboro Baptist Church guy died. Let me know if I'm, you know, a couple months ago. And you know, he was just, you know, it was like, what? I mean, he was so mean and whatever. But he did more to bring about the acceptance of gender equality and, you know, because he put a face on what it looked like to not be accepting of it.
Yeah.
So he really did more to
I've got spirit here.
Acceptance.
I've got so much spirit here. I'm glowing here. I must be. They're going to take me up into the ethers here. I'll tell you but what I have first, because they're all here. But the first one I have is your friend. And when he was handing me the diploma, now he's dressed, he's got this cap on, and it's the cap of maybe your high school or his high school or college. I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's saying that it was the best years of his life, that I don't know if it's college that he's showing me or high school, but what he's saying is that that he had a lot of friends.
Yeah, he did, of all different walks. That was one of the things he did, too, is he had friends in every little – he broke down all the cliques, you know.
Yeah,
like suddenly the surfers were hanging out with the disco dancers and the art people.
Yeah. I see the smokers, the tokers, the greasers. Mm-hmm. I got all of them here, all looking.
Yep.
And he what he's saying is in the time that he had a full life. That he didn't, he worked, he had friends, and he had lovers. What more could you want on earth is what he's saying. And what he's saying is weird, because he said he didn't feel any prejudice, even though there was some. He didn't allow himself to think that way. And I don't think, his parents, he's talking about his parents now. I don't think his parents gave him up, Amy, because what he said is, I had parents that didn't like it, but that they didn't give me up. And
nope.
And he's showing
they built safety net. They installed safety net.
Yeah,
they didn't let it impact their life. They installed safety nets. You know, there were safety nets in place where so they wouldn't be dramatically impacted by something.
And
but
now
so
I
much
have,
love.
And now I have 90 seconds to tell you. I think I've got somebody here that's at the beach, and he's laughing that you're saying safety nets, and he's pulling in a I want to say dream
cast
catcher.
Net.
That's all. Yeah, cast net, and he's casting it out into the ocean, and he's laughing. So
knew each other. They knew each other. So
okay, they're best here, and I can tell you that in life and death, Well, the one that's on the floor here with the cast net, which I'm sure you know, is saying that that he's bigger and that he's bigger even in death. So I don't know what.
Oh,
that
I
means.
Know, I know, and we all know that, Keith. We all know that, Keith.
No,
but
Keith.
I will take a second to tell him that Keith has helped so many people. He's helped so many people since he died. Like understand. Understand life, you know, understanding death is great, but he's helped so many people by his usual overwhelming self and life.
Yeah. Does miss you. I have 9 seconds, Amy. I love you.
How can I miss him when he won't go away?
You.
I love you.
I love you. Have a great day. Everyone, thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Bye.